Now, to say my next guest knows a thing or two about music would be a gross understatement. He was recently head of music for New Zealand Opera, currently head of music for the Bachelor in Music Theatre at the National Academy of Singing and Dramatic Art in Christchurch. Also the musical director of A Night of Sondheim, an upcoming show at Auckland's Civic Theatre, celebrating the life and the work of the musical lyricist and composer Stephen Sondheim. Mark Dorrell is with us now. Mark, good evening to you.
Good evening, Todd.
Thank you for joining us. You enjoyed a long association and friendship with Stephen Sondheim, collaborating with him on several productions. So what was he like?
Oh, gosh, people ask me that a lot. I mean, it was extraordinary, really, that I grew up in the wilds of rural England in Worcestershire, and he was sort of my great musical idol as a teenager. And little did I expect that, you know, he'd become a friend and a colleague professionally. So, yes, I worked on, gosh, Sweeney Todd and A Little Night Music and Passion and Putting It Together and Assassins, all in London and at the National Theatre in the West End. And so I got to know him very well over that sort of 10 years, both as a sort of professional colleague and eventually as a friend. And very generous, supportive, encouraging colleague. And took a while to get to know him and to earn his trust. He was in many ways a very shy man and quite reserved, but certainly once I'd earned his trust, we became very good friends, and it was a great blessing really in my life in so many ways.
So are there any particular memories of working with him that really stand out for you?
Oh, gosh, so many, really. I mean, I think the thing that stands out most, of course, because it was worshipped, really, which was something that he didn't really like, as this sort of shy, sort of introvert. He was not one for the limelight, and everything for him was about the work. But I remember the very first time I met, really, was working on Into the Woods, the original London production, and we were rehearsing in this big hall, church hall in Waterloo, in London, and he was over for the first week of rehearsals, and the first day we sang through the whole piece, and we had quite a famous person playing the witch, a TV actress and stage performer called Julie McKenzie, who was sort of a household name. And I remember finishing the big day of rehearsal, and as we were leaving, Steve and Julia and myself and a few others, the cleaning lady had arrived, and of course she recognized Julia and was like, oh, what are you doing here, sort of thing. And so Julia, being a nice lady, she was, oh, we just started rehearsals for this new musical, and so this cleaning lady said, oh, what is it? And so she said, oh, Into the Woods. And of course this woman said, never heard of it, is it any good? And so she poked Steve, who was stood there, do you know it? She said, is it any good? Should I go and see it? And so, little knowing that it was the composer that she was poking and prodding. And Steve just smiled and said sort of words to the effect of, well, some people like it. You have to come and see. And very self-effacing. And of course, riddled with, in many ways, with doubt. And because, you know, of course, famously, the criticism is that he couldn't write tunes, or didn't write tunes, or wouldn't write tunes, which of course is utter nonsense. Mm.
Do you have a favourite piece of work of his?
Oh, it's such a difficult question. Probably just because it was such an extraordinary, had such an extraordinary impact on me, it was probably Sweeney Todd, seeing it as an undergraduate, going down to London, and because it's sort of shocking now, but it was a flop in London originally in the 80s, and it played a huge theatre, the Theatre Royal Drury Lane, which is where lots of the great big musicals were put on, and I went to see it and it was empty. It was extraordinary, and the critics were fairly muted about it, and it had a very short run, and of course looking back now, it's extraordinary to imagine that was the case, because one of the things that most fascinated me, I did a production of Sweeney Todd recently in Wellington, and there was a huge amount of youngsters came to see it. And of course, the penny eventually dropped that, of course, it was the movie with Johnny Depp that had introduced the work to a whole new audience who probably wouldn't have necessarily gone to have seen it on stage. But because of the movie, and the same I did Into the Woods a while ago down in Dunedin at the Fortune. And of course, the movie had just come out with Meryl Streep and James Corden and all sorts of people. And we had a very different audience to the one that I think it might have gotten before the movie came out, which was exciting, actually.
Mark, what made him such an accomplished lyricist and composer in your mind?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he had a great pedigree in terms of his training. As a musician, you know, he studied composition with a very famous composition tutor. But really, I think, you know, he would say that the great Oscar Hammerstein, as in Rodgers and Hammerstein, was a sort of surrogate father. And he grew up really with the Hammersteins. He had a very unhappy domestic life and a mother that he didn't get on with and eventually didn't have any contact with. And she famously said, you know, her biggest regret in life was giving birth to him. Which is a pretty awful thing to be told, isn't it? But so he grew up really around Hammerstein and all the theatrical folk that went with that. And Hammerstein was sort of his main teacher, really, in terms of writing musicals and lyrics. And also, can you believe, I mean, one of his first jobs was as a call boy, actually, on the original production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. He worked backstage. So he grew up sort of immersed in theatre, and a bit like Andrew Lloyd Webber, you know. They were both obsessive about the theatre.
And you've worked with people like, you've worked with Judi Dench as well. I mean, is she as fabulous as she comes across in interviews?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she certainly is an extraordinary talent and you know, an extraordinary human being. And it was, again, a great privilege and, you know, to spend a year, I spent a year of my life working with Judy on Little Night Music. And yes, she's as gorgeous as she seems to be, you know.
And you're the musical director of A Night of Sondheim, so that's quite an undertaking. Must have been really hard to narrow down the selection of music.
It's funny, I've just come off a Zoom call with Tyrone Park, who's coming over from Australia to be MC it and to perform in this, and he's a leading Sondheim sort of exponent, both as a performer and director. And it's wonderful that he's coming over. And I've met and worked with Tyrone a while ago. And what's fantastic, of course, is that we've got the Auckland Philharmonic Orchestra, because obviously in the theatre we rarely get more than 20 players in the orchestra. And so it's wonderful to have their symphonic forces, so it'll be a real treat for the performers to sing, you know, with such a great orchestra and for an audience as well. But yes, it was very difficult to get a program because there's so much to choose from and so many favourites. But
well, don't give too much away at the moment. But right. I see you're on the piano for the show.
I'm playing for some. Yes, there are a few things with just piano, and there's piano included in some of the orchestrations. But, and of course, in part, the material was tailored around the performers, and we've got four great performers. And the wonderful Delia Hannah, who was a major Kiwi export to the Australian musical theatre scene, leading lady over in Oz for many years, who's back in Auckland. And Delia and I actually met decades ago, can we believe, in Birmingham, England, where I'd been playing rehearsal piano for Andrew Lloyd Webber's Aspects of Love, their national tour, and Delia had played the role in Sydney. And at the 11th hour, she was flown in to rescue the national tour in the UK because, for various reasons, the leading lady had to leave the production. So Delia and I actually met, not very, very briefly, just an overlap of a few days in Birmingham way back. And so it's very exciting to be working with Delia again. And Bridget Costello, who I actually taught when I was at the Victoria School of Music in Wellington. She was there as a classical soprano, and I was worked there full time. And I sent her off to London because she was really into musical theatre. And so she postgraded in London and ended up eventually playing Christine, the lead in Phantom, and the West End, and has been playing it in Australia. So it's great that she's back home to Auckland as well for the concert.
Mm-hmm.
We have Taryn, as I say, and then we have the lovely Edward Lauridsen, who's another Auckland boy, who's had a fascinating sort of career, both operatically and classically, and doing crossover work and recording work at the moment. So we've got a really great lineup, and so in part the programme was dictated by them and their particular talents.
Mm. Mark, the show is on when?
Oh my goodness, I think it's June 22nd. Yeah, Thursday,
yes.
June 22nd. Yes.
And it's on at the Civic in the Auckland Philharmonia as well. Wow.
That's right, yes, which would be exciting. Yeah.
Very, very exciting. Mark, thank you so much for your time and your insight. What a fabulous opportunity you have. Mark Dorrell, who is the musical director of A Night of Sondheim. And yes, June the 22nd at the Civic with the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra. A Night of Sondheim. Good stuff.